Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
$18 million in federal funding is expected to help create over 600 new jobs in Genesee County. Senator Chuck Schumer says a preliminary agreement is in place with Edwards Vacuum to move forward with plans to build a dry pump manufacturing facility, which would be the first of its kind in the country. The facility is being hailed as an integral part in the nation's semiconductor supply chain. According to Schumer, the $18 million in federal funding is an allocation from the CHIPS and Science bill that he authored. The project also calls for an extensive worker training effort at community colleges in Genesee, Erie, and Monroe counties. A stunning surge in Wall Street profits could provide a boost to the state treasury. According to a report from State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, the New York City financial industry has amassed $23.2 billion in pre-tax profits in the first half of the year, an increase of 79.3% over last year. While economic fortunes could sag in the remainder of the year, DiNapoli says the current trend is promising for state coffers, which collected more than $19.4 billion from the securities industries last year. And the Babel series kicks off its new season tonight at Kleinhans Music Hall with an appearance by author Sandra Cisneros. According to a release from series-sponsor Just Buffalo Literary Center, over 1,200 people are expected to attend tonight's event. It'll also highlight the 12 local authors who are taking part in Just Buffalo's Where We Live project.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
A restraining order issued Wednesday will put a temporary halt to the controversial makeover of the Kensington Expressway. Michael Gaynor of the Eastside Parkway Coalition says the order is in response to the injunction filed by his group that seeks a pause in the project until the proper environmental studies are complete.
It's exciting for myself and the neighborhood and all of the plaintiffs and residents of the East Side that have endured this project and this expressway and this robbery of parkland.
The case will return to court on October 25th. Erie County legislators will vote today on a bill that proponents say reflects the area's growth of immigrant and refugee populations. According to Legislature Chair April Baskin, the Erie County Language Access Act will require county offices to translate, quote, important documents into the top six limited English proficiency languages in the county. The legislation also calls for county offices to have translators available. The vote is scheduled for noon today. And the State Health Department is monitoring the decreased supplies of IV fluids caused by the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Storm damage has forced the closure of the Baxter plant in Marion, North Carolina, which supplies 60% of the IV fluids used throughout the United States. The situation has prompted some local hospitals to cancel some elective surgeries. State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald says his office is monitoring the situation and is working with federal officials to get additional supply.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.